Sure, let's nail it. Let's nail it home. Right now, nail it. Home. Hello, everyone, and welcome to day 9 of the novena to the Holy Spirit. You made it to day 9. Here we are. Mm-hmm. But the problem is we're out of gifts to talk about because the Holy Spirit only gave 7. Not to worry. There's lots more to go through. Today, we're going to focus now on the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Janelle, take it away.
Well, in the letter to the Galatians, it says that love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control are the fruits of the Spirit. Hmm. Aren't those like such like a champion list of things?
Yes.
Like if I could have those things in my life at all times, that'd be awesome.
Which leads us to one of the critical points. When we don't have these things in our life, guess what?
There's no peace.
It's a sign of imperfection.
I guess I'll have to wait a while.
But that's the truth. So love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. What are these things? When we talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the 7 that we just went through, perfect virtue.
Mm-hmm. The supernatural virtues, okay. Which lead us to God. Mm. Because there can be human virtues, because we see like all types of people doing good things. But the supernatural virtues are the ones that lead us to God. Mm. Actually, last year we read a book, not together, but at different times, by Father Benedict Rochelle called The Virtue-Driven Life. And he really, you know, nailed home. Is that how you say that?
Sure. Let's nail it home. Let's nail it home. Right now. Nail it. Home.
That supernatural virtues lead us to God.
Yeah.
And that's what we want. And that's what we're working for towards in the Catholic life.
So there's a great resource for you. So the this gifts perfect the supernatural virtues, mm-hmm. which result then in
fruits.
In the fruits.
Yes.
So when we start acting good, we have the habit of doing good, mm-hmm. which the Holy Spirit helps us with through the 7 gifts. Gifts, then the virtues. The result then is the fruits. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, mm-hmm. gentleness, self-control.
And I think our actions, it's more than even just acting good. It's like we actually have a sincerity in our motives of what we're doing. And maybe initially it requires a bit more effort, but eventually our motives become more pure in how we respond to certain mm-hmm. situations.
And these are sweet consolations mm-hmm. of God. This is a gift to us. And it also is a gift to others because if we are not at peace ourselves, what are we going to do? Communicate our distress. Mm-hmm. And so these are gifts that God allows, fruits that allow to grow in our life. But they, and not only do they console us, but I can tell you probably when I'm at peace, it consoles Janelle.
Oh, for sure.
Because she doesn't like it.
It impacts her whole household. And the same goes for me.
Because when I'm in a bad mood, it affects
everybody.
It affects everyone.
But it's the same for me too.
Yeah, I have more of a problem with it. but here's the thing, my friends. We typically want the fruits before we struggle. Mm-hmm. We want the reward before striving for it. We want to be champion before, you know, putting in the effort. It doesn't work that way. Many people give up in the spiritual life because they feel it's too hard and they're not getting those consolations. Very often in the spiritual life, when somebody comes to Christ for the first time, has a moment of conversion, mm-hmm. there is a great consolation that happens. And that is a gift from God, probably because he knows we need it.
Yes.
And if you hadn't ever experienced that, well, probably because you didn't need it. But for myself, 18 years old, I came back to the faith, found my faith again. And there was a time of great consolation where I just felt at peace. I just felt the Lord with me. It was a special time. And as time went on, those consolations became less and less and less and less. And that's pretty common. What the error is to think, well, I'm not getting those consolations, therefore God is not with me. Not the case. Often God withdraws those consolations so that our motivations are refined, mm-hmm. so that we're seeking him out of love for him and not for the love of what he can do for us. It's the difference between seeking his his face and seeking his hand, seeking his blessing or the one who blesses. He wants us just to love him for his sake. And so there will be times he will just withdraw his consolation so that our love for him is refined. Mm-hmm. The error is, though, giving up because we're not feeling those consolations. So if you're sitting there and you're thinking, I haven't felt consoled in a very long time in my spiritual life, just two things to consider. Number one, when's the last time you went to confession? And is there any unconfessed serious sin in your life? Go to confession. Maybe it's not serious sin. Maybe it's just simply venial sin. Go to confession. 6 months is too long. A year is too long.
The precept of the church says only once a year.
Right.
But I mean, if you're really striving for holiness, what did the saints do?
Right. And if you love somebody, do you do the bare minimum? Mm-hmm. Love doesn't ask how little can I get away with. Love asks how much can I do? How can I love you? And so that's one thing. Have we been to the sacrament of confession recently? We strive to go once a month. Mm-hmm. We're not perfect with it, but that's our goal. Another question, number two, how's daily prayer going? And so number three, are we being faithful to those moments of grace in our life where the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is causing us to act? So have we gone to confession? Are we praying? Are we being faithful to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit? When we're doing those three things, the fruits are going to be there. They're going to happen. Just be faithful. Mm-hmm. God's in charge of the fruit. All we have to do is try our best. God will then do the rest. But just try. That's it. Just try. And expect those fruits to start blooming in life. I think of on the natural level, what does spring bring? Well, spring brings the blossoms and the new life starts growing. And then we plant the seeds. And then the summer comes and what happens? There's the watering and the light and the growth starts to happen. And also not only that, but then there's the weeding. And then the fall comes and what happens? It's there that the fruits and the vegetables are ready and it brings in the great harvest. The faithfulness of the spring and the summer leads to the harvest in the fall. And then all of a sudden the sun dips down and all of a sudden it gets cold and it starts snowing at least here in Saskatchewan, and it gets cold, and it seems barren, it seems lifeless. And maybe you're sitting here right now, and you find yourself in spring, and you're just starting to see blossoms of new life in your spiritual life. Praise God. Maybe you find yourself in summer, and you're starting to see in some imperfections that you didn't realize that were there. Now you're starting to weed and going to the sacrament of confession regularly. Your prayer time is getting more regular. Wonderful. Maybe you're in the fall, and you have seen and are reaping the abundance of faithfulness and God's blessing in your life right now. Wonderful. But maybe you're in winter. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're in lockdown. Maybe it just seems life is not going your way. Be faithful, because what the winter brings, at least here in Saskatchewan, is quite remarkable. We just went up to a shrine, and the kids came across a tree that was cut. And they counted the rings. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. And how many years was that tree?
Oh, I don't remember.
It was like 90 years, I think they counted. So they counted the rings. Why? Because each summer brings incredible growth. That's the white wood. And then the winter, it's the creates the ring, the dark wood. And then the summer, white wood, dark ring, winter. And as the years go on, those rings count go up. But did you know that at least in Saskatchewan, if you remove the winter, those dark rings wouldn't form on our trees. As a result, what would happen to the tree? When the wind would blow, the trees would fall, because it is the dark wood that gives the tree its strength. Maybe God right now has brought you into winter. Why? Because he's making you strong for the next period of growth. Don't give up. Don't give up. So let's pray one final prayer to the Holy Spirit to empower us to be faithful to him, trusting that the fruits will bloom. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, we got one more video for you.
It's Pentecost. Day 9. Come, O Divine Spirit,
Fill my heart with thy heavenly fruits, thy charity, joy, peace, patience, benignity, goodness, faith, mildness, and temperance, that I may never weary in the service of God, but by continued faithful submission to thy inspiration, may merit to be united eternally with thee in the love of the Father and the Son. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Act of consecration to the Holy Spirit. On my knees before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul and body, to you, eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice, and the might of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul. In you I live and move and am. I desire never to grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace, and I pray with all my heart to be kept from the smallest sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought and grant that I may always watch for your light and listen to your voice and follow your gracious inspirations. I cling to you and give myself to you and ask you by your compassion to watch over me in my weakness. Holding the pierced feet of Jesus and looking at his 5 wounds and trusting in his precious blood and adoring his open side and stricken heart, I implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, to keep me in your grace that I may never sin against you. Give me grace, O Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Father and the Son, to say to you always and everywhere, Speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Amen. Prayer for the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending into heaven did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only after the things that are eternal, the spirit of understanding, to enlighten my mind with the light of your divine truth, the spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven, the spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you, and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation, the spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself and grow perfect in the science of the saints, the spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable, and the spirit of fear, that I may be filled with a loving reverence towards God, and may dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples, and animate me in all things with your spirit. Amen.